Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Jerrica, how lovely to see you.
And you, and I, how wonderful that you've dressed in such appropriate clothes today for this wonderful occasion.
Jane. Well, I'm big on the Queen, as you know.
Yes, I know you are.
Love the whole royal family, particularly Andy and what he's going through.
Oh, goodness. I mean, what a lot of old nonsense.
Oh, isn't it?
You know, you've only got to look at the pictures of these tarty young girls flaunting themselves around the place, Joan in crop tops with, you know, all sorts of bits and bobs showing. And, you know, he's a man. He's, you know, maybe a prince, but, you know, as we know, there's a human side to the monarchy.
Thank goodness for that.
You
know. All hot, red-blooded guys and gals, aren't they? All gagging for it at every opportunity.
Of course they are.
I mean, I've actually been in touch with him personally.
Yes.
And we popped back to that very Pizza Express in, was it Woking?
Woking.
Well, I had a quattro formaggio and he had
a meat feast.
He did, and he got sweaty. And I said, I thought you couldn't sweat. He actually roared with laughter about that. He was absolutely dripping.
Yes.
I dripped all over my pizza. I didn't mind because I find when I walk past a male jogger and I get that musky waft.
Yes, a sort of meaty, truffly.
Truffly sex waft. It's gorgeous, isn't it? Mm. And Andy's wasn't as nice as that, I'll be honest. It was a bit ancient.
Right.
It was a bit more moffy and musty.
Right.
But it still has, you know.
He's knocking on a bit now, isn't he, old Andy?
And he told me he's got very grey pubes.
Oh, yes.
Very, very grey pubic hair.
Oh, bless him. He's always been very open, hasn't he, about things like that, Joan. Mm. I mean, that's what I love about him. Mm. I mean, I'm glad to say this has all gone out of the news now.
Yes.
I think people will forgive him. And certainly the Queen are wonderful.
Yes.
Wonderful.
And talking of pubic hair, Andy told me that she is very well endowed in that department.
Yes, indeed, Joan. And, of course, you know, if you catch a glimpse of up the royal skirt, she sometimes has a slightly shorter hemline, and you will see her great clump of bushy balance, as we call it.
You'll think it's one of the dogs, but no,
Joan. It's the very natural monocle pubis hair, which ravages down her legs, and which she takes. She does take off up to the knee with the razor.
Yes, because she wears the long socks, doesn't she?
That's right.
That just touches the upper thigh fringing.
Yes, that's it. And they've all got it. All of them. Charles has it, and little Edward.
Yes.
Fergie caught it off Andrew.
Yes, she did, didn't she?
And of course, Princess Anne. And of course, the great thing for Anne is that it cushions her equine activities.
Absolutely. And she still loves that, doesn't she?
Bouncing
up and down there.
Yes.
Great workout for the vulva and the
absolutely.
Clitoris.
Yes, and the clitoris. And of course, Anne has this enlarged clitoris, as we know, and hence the getting through the husbands rather. And
it's called horse clitoris, isn't it,
yes,
in terms of how it comes about?
That's it, or equine clitoris. Mm. It's it mimics a horse clitoris, which, of course, is enormous, Joan.
Mm.
And, you know, the stallions have these huge, huge penises, but what you don't hear about often is these magnificent, enlarged clitori.
Mm. They're black as well, aren't they, like a donkey penis?
Yes, exactly. The mares have this great black clitoris, and that will dangle down, especially when they're aroused. And this, of course, is what Anne has naturally too, so she's a lucky lady.
Well, she often wears trousers, doesn't she?
Yes.
Even when she's not horse riding.
That's
I'm
right.
Presuming that's to tuck it down into
yes.
her boots.
Yes, so that she can tuck that in and pop that away and not cause any alarm when she's out and about, strolling around, looking at allotments and opening fates and what have you. Right, shall we
crack on with
the show?
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my husband recently told me he fantasises about me being brutally murdered. He says he's been told this is just intrusive thoughts and that it's like a kind of Tourette's. So each morning he tells me I'm a repulsive bitch and hopes I get run over on my way to work. Should I Be Worried, Angie Bungle from Derby.
Derby. Oh, wonderful. Mm. And Derby, of course, a very up-and-coming, lively town, isn't it, Joan? I think they've had some funding and it's all been reinvigorated.
They've got all those lovely shops like the White Staff and Fat Face and... Yes.
Don't you love Fat Face, Joan?
I love it.
I think it's such a fun title as well. And and actually, I don't know if it's deliberate, but a lot of the assistants in there do have rather fat faces.
They do. I think it's part of the deal.
Sorry, we're eating our lunch, by the way. I've got a rather wonderful beetroot, lentil and goat's cheese salad. And Joan,
I've got my fish and chips and battered sausage on side.
You've got two battered sausages today, Joan. And I know it's one of your favourites, the battered sausage.
I like to take the two and just sort of feed them down my throat. Lovely.
And you've got quite a lot of grease on your hands, but you love all of that, don't you?
Oh, I love it.
Dripping down your chin and onto your designer blouse.
Absolutely. But Gulcher can get that seen to you later.
Yes, she's wonderful, isn't she? Well, I say that. She's actually not, is she?
No, but awful. That's, but Angie Bungle.
Yes, Angie Bungle. That's an unusual name, isn't it? I used to know someone called Bingle. I wonder if they're related.
Bingle and Bongle.
The Bingles and the Bongles.
Potentially, yes.
Could be. But here's a... Well, this sounds like a rather devoted husband to me who is very openly sharing these...
Well, women always difficult. Say, don't they, oh, I wish you'd tell me what you're thinking.
Well, this is the sort of thing he'd say. Yes.
There it is.
This is how men think. This is a very honest man. You forced him into disclosing private thoughts, which is going to ruin a marriage, frankly. You know, many a marriage has been ruined by a lady saying, oh, you don't really pay me attention during lovemaking. You shut your eyes and you appear to be thinking of other women. And they force him into saying, yes, he's thinking about the daughter of the neighbour who's just turned 15. And before you know it, there's a divorce case and this lady has brought it on herself. It's perfectly natural for men to have these very, very dark thoughts about women, about murdering women. It doesn't mean they're necessarily going to do it, although, of course, some of them do cross the line.
Or the wife has literally driven them to it, you know, through this kind of horrific... And as you say, it's not just fantasizing about other women or what have you during lovemaking. Often a man will have pornography on that he's looking at, so he doesn't have to look at the lady. And that's just a simple way of particularly in their latter years, getting a good, decent, robust erection. For Angie Bungle, she's got what my mother would have called a punchable face, you know, and it's no wonder that Ron Bungle just... wants to kind of obliterate her, really.
What did you say the fantasy was?
Well, there's one where he wants her run over most mornings.
Yes.
He wants her brutally murdered.
The old snowplough one, of course.
Oh, that's a favourite for Ron Bungle.
And the combine harvester fantasy.
That's a big one for a lot of guys where, you know, the woman's spinning around, the blood's just, you know, Catherine wheeling about the golden meadow, the golden corn.
Like a sort of Magimix.
Absolutely. And talking of the Magimix is another one that Ron Bungle has about Angie. Is Vira a sort of Magimix hysterectomy? Somehow he inserts the entire machinery.
The bowl included.
The bowl.
So he's quite an imaginative man, Joan, and quite fun. Got a wonderful, wonderful, spirited sense of humour.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, people take this so seriously, don't they? And Ron Bungle, look at him there. He's gorgeous looking guy.
Yes. I mean, he's got a sort of rather lopsided face, hasn't he? It's very attractive.
I think he had a stroke, so I think that's a lot of what's happened down that right side.
Yes, he looks like there's a severe cut under one eye, doesn't he? So there's quite a droop down there, Joan.
Well, the eye on that side is right down to the chin, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, but he's not an unattractive man by any means. I often think scars on men are wonderful, don't you, Jo?
Well, scars and misshapen elements, it's really, really sexy.
Yes, and it often implies that they've been in some rather robust fight with another guy, perhaps over a lady or a young girl.
I mean, Ron Bungle's case, I think it's perhaps he's actually been out doing some of these things he's talked about here, not necessarily to Angie Bungle, but...
to his previous wife, perhaps.
Yes, Angie Bungle does talk about his two ex-wives who mysteriously have never been found. Again, it does beg a question, doesn't it? Although, is this just paranoia from Angie Bungle?
She's not exactly looking after herself, is she,
no,
Joan?
No.
And, oh dear, no, no. And this sort of awful hairline, grey hair for about...
And very receding.
Absolutely. Grey hair.
Very Queen Victoria.
And then she's obviously dyed it at some point, hasn't maintained that. I mean, you know, it's just, it's a dismal disaster of a face.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my daughter recently asked me how to give an effective manual release to a man, and I was both shocked and disgusted, A, to be asked such a thing, and B, to presume that I would have ever engaged in what sounds a very mucky practice. What should I do? Lindula Ramason from Staines.
Aww. Good morning, Lynn.
Lindola.
Lindola, I beg your pardon. Maybe the people shorten it to Lynn. I don't know. It's a bit of a mouthful. Lindola, isn't it? I don't know where that's... Is that a... She's from Staines?
She's from Staines and her surname Ramason. Not unlike Ramekin.
Indeed. Thank you for writing in, Lindola. And good morning to you.
She doesn't say how old her daughter is.
No, this is what I'm wondering. Does she say how old she is?
She doesn't. She sent a photo of herself, though. Oh,
right. It's rather hard to see, isn't it?
Yes, she's got very, very big hair.
And the scarf wrapped around her face means that you can't get an indication properly of...
Are you seeing from that you think she might be a Muslim, or...?
I don't know. No, probably not with the hair, the flamboyant hairstyle.
It's more almost a sort of under
wind,
the chin.
Yeah, it's a sort of wind protective thing. She's on a...
She's got very big cheeks, so I don't know if that's...
Well, it may be that...
Trying to flatten them more.
Indeed, sort of just to pin those down a little bit, pull them down sensibly to give her face more of a sort of cheekbone definition. So well done on that,
Lindola.
Dola. So yes, let's go back to the meat of the letter. Manual release. Well... Obviously, this is something that we have a pamphlet on. It's a technique that, to be honest, I think they would do well to teach in schools. A lot of young girls grow up with absolutely no idea, as you know, clear from Lindola and her daughter. She doesn't say the daughter's name, does she?
She doesn't. Although, actually, in her longer letter, she does refer to her daughter, who's called Crindola.
Ah, that's pretty, isn't it? Presumably, that's sort of partly... Named after herself, partly after maybe the father, Christopher. Indeed. Or Crint, or
Crintian.
Crintin. Any number of names, really, but yes. So speed is the essence here, a rhythmic speed. You've got to get a good old grip, a good old pump up and down.
I mean, really grip, that yes. Means. One thing that does occur a lot is people go, my hand gets tired. The one thing you can do is, of course, the double hand.
Yes,
hand
absolutely.
Job, as we call it.
Wonderful.
It's just one below the other, going up and down a little bit, like playing the recorder, but very quickly.
Absolutely.
You can use implements as well if you need to.
Yes.
It depends what sort of penis you're dealing with, what sort of age of man. With her daughter, I mean, it's very likely from the picture of Crindola... that she's the type of girl who's had to go for a much older guy.
Yes, what is she, 13?
She's 13, 14.
13, 14, she's in her uniform.
She's not a particularly pleasing looking young girl.
No.
And so in order to, have romance in her life, perhaps she's had to go for someone older. And of course, the penis won't be as reactive, it won't be as speedy. And so she's going to need to really step up her game.
I think she probably is. I mean, what's interesting, of course, looking at the two of them together with the photos, is that obviously Crindola hasn't got the gist of the scarf wrapping quite. So Lindola, if you're listening, perhaps pass on that scarf tip to your daughter. And perhaps she won't have to be so concerned with manual release. Not that manual release can't be very, very pleasurable for the lady, as we've talked about a number of times on this programme.
Absolutely, and it's something we all need to do, we have to do. It's something you should be doing to your guy 2 to 3 times a day.
Absolutely, particularly if you're menstruating.
Yes. He's going to be pretty fed up. So I think that's the least you can do, really.
So thank you, Linda. She says it's a pretty very mucky practice.
But why would she ever have engaged in it?
What do you think of that, Joan?
Well, she's engaged in something in order to give birth to Crindola. It's possible that her husband had to penetrate through her scarf. She probably placed it down below and made him... pop through that. I don't know. I know that there are certain religions where manual release is considered somewhat offensive.
Right, yes.
I really couldn't tell you what religion this lady is. if any.
No, she may be agnostic or atheist.
I'm more concerned than anything about the size of her cheeks, really.
I wonder if she should perhaps pop down to the GP and just get those looked at quickly with Crandola. They could do them both at the same time, couldn't they? Just to make sure there's nothing nasty going on in the jawbone and the cheekbones there.
Pushing some tumours up.
It could well be early tumours for the girl, and perhaps very, very latent and ensconced ones in the Lindola's face, which is cause for concern. It's a bit sort of hamstery.
Very hamstery.
So the eyes are bulging forward somewhat, and the cheeks are popping out sideways, sort of rather like, unless she actually has stored food in her cheeks. For whatever reason, we don't know. We don't know much about the husband.
She looks like the type of woman who might do that, actually, yes. I must say.
Maybe. Yes, and in which case the manual release would make sense, wouldn't it? The girl's got cheek stuffed with food. It may well be that, you know, she does need to proffer a manual release in exchange for love, affection.
I mean, one thing I would say to Crandola is if she's got her cheeks stuffed with food, that will keep her going if she's getting tired.
That's very true, actually. That's,
during the
during the pumping action.
And also, I noticed she has really quite big hands.
She's got very large hands, hasn't she?
So she's really...
Yeah, it's quite hairy, which rings some alarm bells, Joan.
Do you think an overactive thyroid?
Yes, or... could well be, or a pancreatic failure of some sort. I'd say, you know, if you would like more information, get hold of our manual release pamphlet, which is freely available. Look on our website. And yes, just pop down to your GP and get yourself and your daughter's cheeks checked out. Unless, as Joan said, you're storing food, in which case maybe rethink your eating practices.
Yes, it's going to give you nasty breath to have a lot of mouldy food up there, going actually up towards your eye sockets.
Yes, and possibly contributing to these protruding, rather manic eyeball action at the top of the face. But very good luck. Best of luck to both of you.
Dear Joan and Jerrica, my fiancé and I recently had a baby girl, and everything was great till we got her home and I realised she had boobs. I haven't told anyone else, and I've been trying to massage them away, but it's not working. Only seems to be making them bigger. Deirdre McCulloch, Dublin.
Interesting, Joan. Yes, well, you know, not uncommon, is it? A baby girl with boobs.
No, I mean, often they have the sort of spread out, monkey-like sort of slight bulging in that area, which you can get with sort of obese little boys and that kind of
thing.
But as you say, and from the picture I can see that she's actually got some really rather nice,
she's got lovely developing little boobs there, and a sweet little baby bra that they popped her into there.
Yes,
which is rather nice,
very nice
sort of, and trainer bra,
just a little dusting of pubic hair there.
Yes,
on her mons,
and you know, and a sweet little matching thong that they've bought. This little girl baby looks very, very sweet, doesn't she? In this little bra and pants set. And you know, the great thing is, increasingly as more and more girls are born with these little boobs and little pubic tufts, that manufacturers are responding. So, you know, Primark or M&S, Debenhams, I think, do a range.
They do, and Summers does a little baby range of little busks and teddies that are really gorgeous.
Very pretty.
Little nipple tassels.
Yes,
and,
yes, all sorts.
You know, there's all the little models they use where the baby's holding a little sexy rattle.
It's all very...
Baby makeup. It's all happening, and of course it's happening a lot to do with the hormones in the water. And
yes.
Obviously living in the... Ireland, you drink all that Guinness, which pumps up all kinds of sex organs.
Yes, indeed, and gets all the sort of testosterone and progesterone and estrogen flowing around these little babies whilst they're in the womb, and increasing these hormonal keys, as they're called, trigger keys, and causing babies to go into puberty before they've even been born. So, yes, it's and some parents find it upsetting. I mean, you know, you'll probably have noticed that when you massage the little boobs, she's rather enjoying it. So I would say probably don't encourage that at this stage. Once she starts to get a little bit older and she'll be feeling around herself rather, you know, you can perhaps think again. But I think you're doing the right
when
thing.
When you say think again, do you mean are you talking about surgery to...
Oh, no, Joan, no, I'm rather... well, they can have surgery, breast enlargement at a very young age now, if you feel there's not enough going on down there. But no, I suppose I mean rather more in terms of, you know, taking her to little play groups and introducing her to little boy babies.
What sort of date would these two go on, would you suggest?
Well, you know, there are all sorts of places that babies can go. I mean, they can go to the cinema. There are relaxed screenings, aren't there, where you can sort of do what you want and say what you like, shout out and scream and behave in a rum manner and no one's going to judge you. You can go to soft play, NCT groups. I know.
But they might want something a little bit more romantic and exclusive, a dinner out or something.
Yes.
Where would they go where they could probably have a nice sort of pureed purd or rice pudding dinner or something?
A sort of little jar of something creamy. Well, increasingly, you know, in summers, they've actually got a little cafe now. And they have little different age range cafes, so you can get 1 year and under, you can reserve a little booth, go in there and try out the sort of little, you know, mushed up broccoli, I think is a nice one. Sort of cocktails they do, very, very...
Mocktails. Yeah, you can just ring the bell, can't you? Press the buzzer where you'd normally get champagne, and in this case you'd get like a...
That's it.
A nice milky drink
or
of some sort.
Fruity mousse. And have a little go on that. But yes, I mean, you know, there's all sorts of opportunities, aren't there, now, Joan? I mean, in our day, there was nothing like that.
No, it's actually very nice. I would say, Deirdre, that you're lucky that you've got this gorgeous little girl, and she's going to be the toast of the town.
Absolutely.
By the time she's two or three.
Yes, so, goodness, lucky, lucky little lady.
Thank you.
Fascinating stuff. And incidentally, if you want to learn more from Joan and I, our book, Why He Turns Away, Do's and Don'ts from Dating to Death, is out any moment now in paperback and includes plenty of advice, tips and insights into our very private lives.
Ralph recently wanted to renew our vows, which was
wonderful.
A bit of a shot in the dark, I have to say. I mean... As you know, he's been a lot better since, the opposite of everybody else, the pandemic sort of...
Perked him up, didn't it?
Really perked him up. He does have monkeypox at the moment.
Where did he get that, do you think?
He's got it mostly on his bottom.
Where did he catch it?
Oh, right. I mean, the jury's out, isn't it, in terms of is it sexually transmitted? He said he was on the bus and his trousers split.
Right.
And that
it's plausible, Joe.
He felt something enter him.
Right.
When he was on the back seat, I said, well, if you will sit on the back seat, that's where the naughty kids sit, isn't
it? Isn't it? They leave things lying
there's
around.
There's always something on there, isn't
bubble
there?
Bubble gum or, you know.
I don't know if someone had left a pile of monkeypox there or what, but either way, he's very, very infected.
And so now when you say it's on his bottom, he's now got a sort of... Has he got a sort of baboon
He's
bottom?
Got a baboon-style bottom.
With a sort of blue section in the middle.
Exactly. Lots of pustules, lots of fur. I mean, he's always been furry down there anyway, but it's particularly orange and vibrant.
And he's always been one to display his bottom rather, hasn't he,
yes.
Joan? I remember all those parties where he'd do a turn and it'd be like, oh no, there's Ralph's bottom again.
I know, I mean, that was one of the days when I used to find him quite fun.
Yes.
And I won't lie, we've not really talked about the happy days with Ralph, have we? I mean, he was always hideous looking, but I was always one of those women who was a bit... won over if someone was a bit cheeky and naughty and funny, and that was Ralph.
A liar and a cheat.
Exactly. That's the one. That's the man for me.
That's such an appealing quality, isn't it?
Yes, it's gorgeous. I love it when men are really deceptive and, you know, take you for a ride.
Yes, gaslight you.
Yes,
and,
well, the gaslighting is the top favourite for
wonderful.
Me. You know, where they love you. They're love bombing, isn't it? They love bomb you and then they discard you and abuse you.
It's just a bit of fun and ladies love it. So, gents, if you listening, don't get caught up in all this hashtag nonsense. It's a way to get and keep a gal.
Back to the old queen and the Jubilee celebrations.
Yes.
Do you have any plans?
Well, we've got a street party in our street. I'm not organising it. I'm actually not going to it, Joan, but the people in our street are having this rather grim white sandwiches party, as I call it.
Yes.
With ghastly sweet meats, not literally meats, but...
Just the cheap pork pies and the withered grey sausage rolls.
That's it. So I've actually left my car parked halfway up the street.
To sort of block things off.
That's it. What about you? What are you up to?
Well, I've actually been invited to something by Prince Andrew.
Oh.
The Queen's having a sort of disco.
Yes.
At Sandringham. And it's like, she's got a little nightclub there anyway.
Yes.
People don't know about.
Oh.
So I'm going along there. And I'm just going to wear a swimming costume because I think they have a pool, an indoor one that she likes.
Sure. Yeah.
She goes in. She always wears a bikini.
Yeah.
She still wears a bikini.
She doesn't. She's never worn a one piece,
no,
has she,
no.
The Queen?
Well, the bikini that she still wears is the same one that she had with Philip. So it's far too small for her. Doesn't cover much of her front bottom.
No.
And boob-wise, I mean, she's enormous now.
Yes, lucky
so
lady.
So she's got that real... You know the trend for the bikini where it's a tiny triangle not really covering the boob?
Yes.
The big underboob.
That's it.
She's big on underboob.
She's very keen on underboobs. And, of course, we know she's had a number of... well, very secretly, of course. It wouldn't be our business, but she's had a number of breast enlargements, hasn't she, Joan, over the years? And she cuts a fine figure.
She does, and I don't blame her for doing it at her age now that she's single. She's back on the market. She's really keen to get back in the saddle, isn't she?
She is. She's single and she's ready to mingle.
Absolutely.
Joan. This is just the beginning, really, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
Wonderful.
I think she's using this big celebration as a sort of big shout out to the guys.
Indeed.
I'm here. I'm up for it.
Yes.
Who's
come
coming
and get
in?
Me.
Yes.
Well, good luck to you, ma'am.
Yes.
Enjoy your day. And we are raising another glass of sherry.
Yes.
We finished the bottle, haven't we, Joan?
Oh, lovely. Yes, but, absolutely.
Cheers.
And cheers,
happy,
one and all.
Happy days.
Lovely.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.